You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
The Word of God is where we should get our expectation. Okay? Remember, it says that you delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Okay? Now, there are probably multiple ways that you can look at that scripture, but let's look at it from two different ways. As I delight myself in the Lord, my will lines up to his will. He plants his desires for my life into my heart. Remember that prearranged good life that he set forth, made ready for me to live? And he puts that in my heart, and now that's my pursuit, which lines up with his will, and he will cause it to come to pass. Now, more frequently, the way that we look at that is, when I delight myself in the Lord, everything that I want, he gives me. Which is okay, as long as you're delighting yourself in the Lord, and the desires of your heart match his desires for your life. Right? Now, how do you know what his desire for your life is? It's written. But you know, there's not a chapter or a verse that says that I was to marry a Kurt Owen. It's not written in chapter and verse, but it bore witness with my spirit that I had a peace in my heart that this is the man that God has for me. And I could see myself in the Word of God. I could see how it lined up with who I was called to be and who I am as a result of it. And I thank God for that lining up like that. But we need to understand that, one, it is written, right? We're not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. That one's pretty clear. He's not. I'm not. It worked out well, right? How about that we have to believe the same? Amos 2:2. How can two walk together unless they're agreed? Right? There are scriptures and verses that we can look at to make sure that we are matched before we embark upon our lives together. And if it violates the word, then we don't go with it. If it violates our heart, we don't go with it. But we have a hope that is birthed out of reading the word of God. See, you're not going to have an expectation to walk in divine health if you don't see it written. You're not going to have an expectation to walk in prosperity if you do not know that it is written. You are not going to have an expectation for your relationships to have restoration unless you understand it is written. You are not going to walk free from fear until you adapt to the Word of God, which says that we are not to have any fear. Once you find out it is written, and then he backs up why. Fear not, because I am with you. Fear not, because I am your God. Be not afraid, for I will never leave you nor forsake you. Right? So we see it written in the Word of God, but our expectation is birthed from seeing it written in the Word of God. Now I have an expectation that all of his promises are yes and amen to the glory of God through Christ in me. Right? So now I have an expectation that if it is written, and I see a word in, I see a scripture in the Word of God, that it is for me. Amen. That's how my expectation gets birthed. And then as I continue to have this expectation, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Okay, where do we see that? Hebrews. Let's Where are we at now? All right. We haven't finished the scripture, so we got to come back. Don't forget that. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And we'll look at this first in the New King James and then in the Amplified. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Where did we get the hope? It has to be based on the written word of God. Do you know why? Because if it is not based on the written word of God, you have no confidence that God wants you to have it. And if you don't have confidence that God wants you to have it, then you are asking amiss. Yes. I know that I'm making this so simple, but that's because the word of God is simple. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if we hope for something, then we need to have a reason that we have the hope for it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you can't just keep on saying, oh, well, I want, you know, listen, the Bible's not a genie's bottle. Okay, you're not going to just rub this thing, the genie pops out. What's your wish? No, that's not how this works. You understand that we plant the word of God down on the inside of our heart. And Pastor Kurt has taught this to us, right? And he's taught it here, and he's taught it on. We have series, we have everything. And as a matter of fact, we will have the service that he taught this morning for Christ Family Worship Assembly on the Kurt Owen page for the YouTube page. You need to go and watch that. Okay, because it's going to explain more of this principle that I'm talking about. But see, the word of God and the entire kingdom works as though a man should scatter a seed. When we plant the seed of the word of God, it births a hope in us, right? And faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, faith starts to work and produce it. Why? Because we begin to believe that if God said that I can have it, then I can have it. And I'm not going to quit until I see it. Right? And then we heard Minister Kerr say, listen, we ain't quitting then either. We're going to keep on pursuing, and we're going to keep on laying hold of it. And like I said, with an orange tree, that we have a harvest, but the harvest is multiple harvests, right? We intend to continue to harvest off the seed that we planted. Right? So faith begins to produce. Where did your faith come from? Where did it originate? God gave you his faith, right? So you're not trying to create something that you don't have. You may be learning how to operate in something that you already have, right? And we've talked about this, right? Like, I have this smartphone, and I don't like to talk about my smartphone very often because it's smart. Sometimes than me, right? And my husband will say, but you have that right there in your hands. Uh-huh. Could you show me how to use it? Because, yeah, I have it. I know how to use the calculator. Very good at the GPS now. No, there's certain things that I'm extremely proficient in, and those are my go-to things, right? But there's other things, if we're not proficient in it, it is not our go-to. And so the Holy Spirit's able to teach us concerning all things. And in the Word of God is everything that we need that pertains to life and to godliness. But when we got born again, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you had to believe. You had to believe. What did you have to believe? You had to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came and that he died for our sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And that was the payment for everything that we ever had or ever will do wrong. It paid for Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden, and it made life available to us. And it's amazing because we hear that good news, and all of a sudden, on the inside of us, we're like, yes, that's true. I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That's it. It's simple. It happens. It's done. You become recreated anew, born in the life and the nature of God himself, and he gives you his measure of faith. He plants it down on the inside of your heart. The same faith that you got, that you used to get saved, that came out of your mouth, is the same faith that you use to lay hold of every promise in the Word of God. It's not different faith. So how do we complicate it? Well, we don't meditate on the Word of God the way that we need to meditate on the Word of God. And then we look over in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John 5:14 says, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." So let me ask you this question. Where's your confidence? First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died for your sins, and that God raised Him from the dead. And the Scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for sending Jesus, Your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that You raised Him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that You are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive You, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am Yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994.